Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Planet Destiny podcast number 98. It is 98, isn't it? I haven't embarrassed myself.
No, you have not embarrassed yourself. You've embarrassed us, usually, but not yourself.
Great. No. That's the plan.
Speaking of embarrassments, this is going to be a test of our skills. This will be truly the episode where we either sink or swim as a podcast, because there's not a lot going on in Destiny now.
I'm going to leave. I can't take the pressure.
I'm quitting.
You are dismissed.
I'm bowing out now. Yeah.
You're dismissed, bro.
This will be like the Seinfeld podcast. It'll be the episode about nothing.
About nothing.
Well, that's a subject in itself, isn't it, at the moment? Now,
sure.
You know, like, I've noticed this as well. I've popped on periodically throughout the week. I tried to have a little bit of a break this week just to try and keep things fresh, because there's still lots of stuff that needs doing. But, like, there isn't that many people playing. I've got the PlayStation app on my phone as well, so I can see who's on. Like, I'm just going to check if my dad's on and maybe he wants to do a Nightfall or something.
Sweet. That's my favorite thing.
Until you think about it.
Assuming your dad's not a dick. I mean, I'm assuming.
No, he's not.
Also, you got to think about it. He's kind of like using his dad for his Destiny fix. Like, Dad, do you need something? Do you need some content done? Please, Dad.
Mega, that would be so weird. If it was like, if his dad was a dick and he wanted to play with him or something. Like,
I know.
Just got a text from my dad. Dick trying to play the real quick.
I imagine his dad is one of those guys who's like sending salty messages all the time. That's how I'm going to believe he is.
He doesn't know how to do any of that. And like, if someone sends him hate mail, and he has had hate mail before from people in Strikes, because they don't realize that they're playing with somebody who's, you know.
Wait a minute. Hate mail in Strikes?
Strikes. Because he doesn't like rushing on. And doing, you know, like running to the end of the strike.
It takes forever.
Yeah, like,
what are you doing back there?
Yeah, like, he'll literally do each section and actually shoot the baddies.
He doesn't skip the ads.
No, he doesn't skip.
No.
So, he gets a bit of hate mail, and people are dicks to him.
Well, at least your parents play video games. I would love it. That would be really
fun. My mom plays games.
My mom plays
games as
well. That's
cool. She's a Candy Crush-aholic.
I actually did a raid with the Black Link. I was off of work, and Link was doing a stream on the Planet Destiny Twitch. I was like, hey, let's play up, dude.
It was a reverse carry. It was great.
it was a lot of fun.
Reverse trials carry. That was a lot of fun.
I felt so out of place, because I popped in, and everyone who you were running with, I was looking around, I was like, wow, you guys all have, like, complete sets of raid armor. It was like... One of these things is not like the other.
One of these things is not Heinz ketchup red. Does not have the other raid shit. But it was a good time. We got to get you through there. We beat hard mode. Was that your first time running hard on PS4?
Oh, God, no. No.
Okay,
no.
I was making sure.
No,
but
not.
Yeah, we got you through there. It was fun.
It was really good. I need someone like you, Link, every week to just put a gun to my head and be like, you need... to do the raid. What are you doing? I'm like, but I don't
get
to want
do the raid.
To. It's
do
not
it now.
Possible. I don't want to do it. Like, but you have
I got
to do
you,
it.
Man.
Do it.
I got you.
Yeah.
So has anybody else really been playing a lot of Destiny this week? Because I don't think it's bad for us to say.
No.
Not a lot.
Yeah.
No.
Like, outside of the streams, you know, I did for Planet Destiny, I don't think I booted up Destiny once in my own personal time this week. It was just Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday stream, which is always super fun, and then like maybe on Saturday to pick up the Arms Day packages. And that's, I think, kind of indicative for a lot of players right now. Not that the game is bad, but we're in a dry spell, you know?
Yeah,
it's a few months after a content release.
Yeah.
And we've had our raid, we've had our hard mode, we've had our challenges, we've had trials, we've had Iron Banner. It's about time we had something new, and I think that's what the community is probably feeling as a whole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're kind of in this area where you need to, like, make your own fun.
Yes.
Which is exactly how Husky Raid was formed, is in a time like this. So I actually really look forward to these times.
So you thrive.
The spotlight's on you then, Mega. What are you doing?
Oh, no.
What's the advice?
I spent a solid 7 hours to get a 1 minute and 38 second long clip for a video all that time dedicated to just that, to one shot. And let me tell you, it was thrilling. We were, yes. What we were doing relied on getting nine of us into the same patrol area.
Oh,
so we had
no.
to do a lot of waiting for people to let us join them. And then as soon as we got everyone in there and had it all figured out, one of our guys got kicked to orbit and it took his whole fire team with him.
Oh, shit.
And so we had to wait again. And then it had been so long that people had to start leaving. So then we had to scramble to find more people. We got all kinds of issues with ad spawning in the middle of our takes. Mm. It was just great. Public events would load in right when we were about to get a perfect take on stuff. Oh, it was a real
now
exciting
that is,
time.
That's typical. That is, you know, you wait ages for a public event, not even a the sign of a sausage, and then all of a sudden, wham, you've got one right in the middle of your lights, camera, action.
Yeah, we were we were super happy. We did get an interesting glitch where a spider tank spawned in the air and just floated in the air facing down, like shooting at us. And we, it couldn't like kill us, and we couldn't kill it. And we just took some photos underneath it, and it was a merry, merry Thanksgiving time for all.
I bet you're saving that. That's going to serve a very special appearance in a video just as soon as there's relevance attached to it.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I need that.
Need that in my life.
That sounds kind of spooky.
A friend of mine suggested the other week that we're going to get some... he said, I have a feeling that we're going to get some information about Destiny 2 soon. And there has been, in the last 24 hours, a bit of an inkling that there's going to be a reveal at PSX. An event.
Really?
Yeah. There's going to be some kind of reveal or like a teaser trailer or something. I mean, this is going to be enough to keep folks ticking over, isn't it, really? Having a snifter of what Destiny 2 is going to look like.
Yeah.
They could show like 10 seconds of a trailer, and I feel like there'd be 40 hours of videos like that all, were just analyzing those 10 seconds.
We'll all take part in that, let's be honest.
Dude, all Bungie has to do is just crack open the oven and just let that smell waft into the online kitchen and be like, what is that? What is that smell? And then for like weeks at a time, we'll be like, I think I smelled cinnamon in there.
No, you're an idiot. Rosemary. That shadow Rosemary. On that on that rock in the background is definitely not Tanix.
You're going to break down the teaser trailer frame by frame analysis.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I mean, we do have PlayStation Experience Expo. Is it next week or the week after next week?
It's soon. I don't know the exact date, but that's what it is.
It's sometime very soon, yeah. And that's of course the convention or show really that Sparrow Racing League was originally unveiled in last year. So we're probably going to be getting to see a look at that. I think you guys might have a different opinion on this, but I think we're probably going to be getting a weapon balance preview at the very least during this sort of thing.
Ooh.
They've been very quiet about weapon balance.
Yeah, I mean, there has
been
one
every... No Man's Sky approach and just dropping.
But there's been one every December, hasn't there, so
Let's
far?
Let's not talk about No Man's Sky. Oh, my gosh.
There's been a weapons tuning patch every December so far, so it would be breaking the chain if they didn't have one.
Has there really? There I haven't been paying attention.
Yeah,
I mean, literally the one that changed matchmaking that generated all the complaints that we see now resurfacing all the time came in December 2015. That was the one. That was Ground Zero.
I'd be interested to see what they would do
if
they hit us with a weapon patch. I think that would be interesting. As long as it's not like too gigantic.
Nah.
I don't want the meta to get like earthquaked or anything like that.
No more nerfs.
Rip grass. Rip clever dragon.
No more nerfs.
No more nerfs.
You know it's gonna happen.
Things need buffs.
Hashtag not my nerf.
But another thing that's important to mention, and this is all just speculation, you can slap me on the wrist for this, but a bunch of YouTubers were actually flown out to the center of the Bungie universe.
All of us are there right now, right? We just have fake backgrounds.
Good ones.
Yeah,
I'm in. Famous ones. Big ones, not
John
a Weiss small
right
fry.
Over there. You know, he's testing out some new hand cannon settings. It looks good.
But yeah, that would they do that for just announcing SRL?
Maybe.
You know, I don't know.
Maybe.
This is a friend of mine that brought this to my attention. We were chatting on WhatsApp the other day about it. It was like,
don't out his name. Do not out his name.
Oh, he knows who he is. He'll be listening to this in his car on the way to work or something like that later on. He'll be asleep at the minute.
Yeah, good call.
Hello, Gary. And, but yeah, like we had a really good chat about it, and it does make a lot of sense that, you know, if folks are being flown out, then it's going to be something a hell of a lot bigger than just revealing SRL, unless SRL is going to be a much larger scale event this time round. All the speculation, you know, I don't know nothing. I'm just going on, you know, what's out in front of me here. But I'm kind of excited either way. I want to know what's going on. It would be nice to have a bit of information, even if it was a 10-second clip of stuff from Destiny 2. That's going to wet people's whistles enough, I reckon.
For sure.
You know, content, they can't churn out large-scale content left, right, and center. We knew that we've had Iron Banners come in. We've got, still have trials every weekend, and then there's SRL coming. It's not like it's like a serious grade content drought or anything like that. People have just burned out, you know, at the moment. It's a burnout. There's still a lot of people playing, though. There's still, like, the figures are still coming in. If you look at Destiny Trial Report and all that, it's not like it's not like a DEFCON 5 billion or whatever it is, the red alert or anything like that.
We got things here and there to hold everybody over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crucible still pulls in a fair share of players every single day. Stuff like Trials pulls in people on weekends. It's not like, you know, I'm remiss to say this, but it's not like Destiny's dead.
No.
It's just, you know, we're ready
it
for something.
It will never
die,
all right?
It's in a bad spot. I think, in honesty, it is in a bad spot at the moment. I think the hoo-ha
not through any fault of its own. I mean, like,
no, I think that Bungie weekly update really
keep a game fresh for like 3 years.
Well, we love it.
When
I mean,
so
right now,
come out. Yeah,
right now we're playing the game of let's have fun and continue to be a community together until Destiny 2, and then we get to start it all over again.
Yes,
I don't think the matchmaking T-Web helped the situation. I think the folks that were having a hard time, and this includes myself. with matchmaking, like I popped on early on this week, I thought I'll have a quick game of Rumble. Mistake. I should have. It was a mistake. I should have carried on having a bit of a break because literally this was a lobby that was had two players from Brazil, one from the Philippines, and one from Japan. Yeah, straight away. Like I haven't played for a few days. Like literally straight away, and it was just horrendous. Red bar. So I backed out of that. Sorry. It's like, please give me something at least that I can enjoy here. So I backed out of that, fired up another lobby. This is the same thing again, man. You know, it was just horrendous. So I thought, I'm going
to
carry on having a break.
I need to get on and play with you so I can experience these.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, please do.
See that too.
And I promise you, if you play with me, you will have a good time, no matter what the match
is. But that's a lot of my friends. I've seen a lot of this surfacing, like, because we don't know. We don't know what, like, rating that is taken for matchmaking. I was watching Triple Rec stream the other day, and he was like, it's not KD. It can't be KD. It has to be something else, something a bit more, something that fits with the evolution of matchmaking. Because, like, the controversy with the win-loss ratio preservation, Bungie say it doesn't exist, even though they said it existed. So there was, like, there's a situation there. However,
we're never going to know the full formula, right? Because they're not going to just pull off the curtain. It'd be like if Coke was like, oh, by the way, here's the secret recipe of how to make Coke. Like,
totally. But
which is why they didn't invite us to headquarters, because they know we would be like trying to break into the system Mission Impossible style and find the code.
Writing it all down and publishing it online. Don't do matchmaking like this. Dear DICE. Dear Crytek. Anyway, but
that's
like,
why Fallout has a tattoo of Bungie HQ on his back as a map. It's like Prison Break. That's
Pizza is here says, could it be ELO?
This is one of them
in the chat. Pizza
it's
says,
the cipher.
Could it be ELO that bases your matchmaking? We've already had Derek. I think it was Derek Carroll tweeted out that they don't use ELO at all. ELO is actually stat that is figured out by combining all of your results via websites like Destiny Tracker and things like that. That's how ELO is formed. It's not actually a stat that Bungie generate themselves. However, matchmaking does seem to be very centered around your performance. So if you play, like if you sign in very first game and you're put in a lobby of lesser skilled opponents and you do very, very well, your matchmaking is going to be influenced by that win and how you've done. So if you play well, then your matchmaking is going to get more difficult. It's going to match you up against opponents that are of higher skill sets or further and further away from you. Like, this is my issue with the whole win-loss ratio thing. The more I win, or if I get a win, that's when things change, and that's when this delicate kind of makeup seems to be altered drastically, you know?
I think also if you wear a hat and you have glasses and facial hair, then they red bar you every game.
Absolutely fucked.
Yep.
They straight can't up confirm.
That's why Bola doesn't grow a beard. It's exactly, not that he can't. Dude. It's
can confirm.
Because I know the secret, man. I know the secret.
But yeah, I think that week at Bungie, that article didn't really help. It was like a failure to acknowledge a problem that folks are experiencing. They felt a bit bummed out about that, and I think that caused some ripples. And it
this
still
week
is.
At Bungie certainly helped. So.
Well, yeah,
it was a great article.
Well, I mean, it was, you know, Thanksgiving week. Which, by the way, I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving,
guys. Oh, yeah. Hey, happy
Turkey Day.
Happy Turkey Day.
I feel so odd. I've never, ever celebrated it, but it's not that I'm not thankful. I'm hugely thankful. It's just
There you go. Have you ever stayed indoors all day and, like, ate so much food that you're like, I just don't want to do anything, but I'm
that's Christmas.
Happy right
got
now.
The food coma.
And then tiptoed around political issues so that your family doesn't get into arguments.
Yeah. You meet with your family and you're like, oh, Trump is president and stuff.
The year that keeps on giving.
Yeah. Just eat a lot and drink your feelings away. Like, oh, your brother is successful. And I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Well, I make YouTube videos.
Oh my gosh.
I've got 40,000 subscribers, Mom.
Did you, any of you guys have to deal with like the awkward moment when you're with family and you have to explain what you do? So what are you doing nowadays? Well, you see,
playing
I make
video
content
games
for YouTube. Oh, is that like radio?
Yeah. I'm like, Dad, I have 90,000 subscribers on YouTube. Daddy's like, well, what does that translate to in money?
What does it mean?
Actually, my wife brings home a lot more money than me, Dad. That's what it means.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, my dad is actually super like into that stuff. Like, I mean, he doesn't follow it a lot, but he's like super happy about me.
What's that like to have a supportive?
It's actually really cool. Like, I don't know. When I was young, my father and I, we butted heads so much. We were like just constantly in each other's hair all the time. And then, like, you grow up and you go to college, and, like, he gets older, and, I mean, you both kind of grow up, and we just, I don't know, we're, like, cool with each other now. It's like, yeah, it's really nice, and we see each other when we can, but he's always like, hey, like, what's going on? Since the last time we talked, how many more YouTube subscribers do you have? And I was like, oh, I only got, like a little bit more, and he's like, oh, it's still awesome. I'm, like, so happy for you, and yeah, it's really cool. My dad's
my
like,
boy, he's awesome. Famous.
Internet stuff, yeah.
So it's not like every Disney movie where your dad like tells you can't be a YouTube star and you have to follow in the family business.
Until
the end, so it's the end of the Disney movie where he's like, that's my son.
That's
my. We're at the end of the Disney movie now, which is cool. So.
Glad you could skip that climax.
Yeah, I just saw Moana, so you know it's fresh on my mind. It was pretty good. It was your classic Disney formula, but it was catchy. The Rock sang, so I'm always happy if The Rock sings.
Good, down with that.
Yeah,
the People's Champ.
People's Champ.
Where were we?
I don't know.
We were talking about Thanksgiving. We got way wrapped up. Hey, how about this? There's a tournament coming up. How about that? Yes,
Xbox. Yeah. This I'm hyped for.
Wait, I didn't get entered in yet. Oh, geez. Did they not ask me to be part of it? I mean, I've been to the Lighthouse once, so
they didn't call me.
Yeah.
So if you don't know what we're talking about, this coming Saturday, I think, pretty sure it's Saturday, December 3rd. Yeah, it's Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
December 3rd. Check out the Planet Destiny Twitch, where you are right now if you're watching us live. There's going to be a 4v4 Destiny tournament for Xbox One. If you haven't registered already, you're kind of
light
out, because they did qualifiers, which you need to kind of participate in. But keep your eyes peeled for the next one if you want to play. And in the meantime, tune in this Saturday, because the tournament is basically going all day. It's going to be super hype. Best teams in the world, literally, no exaggeration, going to be playing. for a cash prize. And Bones, who we haven't really acknowledged, isn't here tonight.
Sorry.
Yeah, we totally forgot about that.
Being
sorry about
quiet.
That.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, Bones wasn't
so
feeling
quiet,
well.
So you can't
yeah.
see him.
Yeah. RIP. Hashtag feel better, Bones.
He's actually yeah, growing Pokemons. I think he's had to take the night off because there's too much Pokemon that needs growing.
Farming Pokemon. But he and I are going to be doing commentary for the second half of the tournament. First half is going to be someone else. They're going to be doing commentary. And then second half, including the grand finals match, Bones and I will be doing live tournament shoutcasting right here on the Planet Destiny Twitch. So don't miss that. It'll be goddamned hype.
I'm looking forward to it, man.
I'm gonna watch so I can heckle the commentators.
Yeah. I broke my diet and bought munchies and sat down on the sofa and like made a whole like evening of it and watched the whole thing. Well, I'd say the half of it because it went on for 12, 14 hours, maybe longer.
Sure. It was long.
So I slept and then I woke up. Unfortunately, the participants didn't get to do the same thing. Hopefully, they will. They will split it on 2 days this weekend, yeah? Is it? It's not going to be like start and then end, so people have to stay up for 15 hours straight.
Ooh, yeah. We're working on that. Squirt. We're working on that. But they were aware, painfully aware.
Oh, yeah. I didn't
PlayStation
think...
tournament went on for, oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was a
people
long
were exhausted.
Man.
But it was the first of its kind, though. So, I mean, there's no like negative criticism towards the organizers. I think they did an absolutely fantastic job of that. And I 100%, sure. You know, support it. We just want more of it, really. It's
knock on wood. That this tournament will be fine. Yeah. There you go. Thank you for knocking. But
no problem.
I've suggested, and we'll see how this Xbox tourney goes. But I'm like, guys, we have to break up tourney into 2 days. We have to do it. Like, if you watch other, I say this all the time. I'm a huge, huge fan of competitive Super Smash Brothers. Mm-hmm. Love Smash Brothers. I actually watched. There was a big tournament in Europe. This like yesterday. I was watching live. Yeah. So good. But they break up the tournament into multiple days, usually two, because it just goes for too long. Like, no matter how much you plan for things to go well, it's Mulligan's law, right?
Yeah.
Anything that can, it'll go wrong. It's gonna go wrong. So, I mean, we're gonna continue to learn from hosting tournaments on Planet Destiny or wherever in the community, and we're gonna do a better job. It's just gonna keep getting better and better.
Excellent. I mean, it needs more of them throughout the year, you know.
Murphy's Law, excuse me. Sorry. Yeah. That's
Mulligan's Law.
Mulligan's
is that when you get one law Murphy's that's returned law. To the...
You get one more.
That's
you
miss. Mulligan's Law. That's, yeah. The law comes back to the chamber.
Murphy's
Law.
Oh, my God.
So what time does that go live on Saturday?
I'm not sure. That's bad of me for not knowing. I think 1 o'clock. I think 1 o'clock.
Okay. And that's Eastern.
I'll check on that. Yeah, check on that on Twitter. Or on the Planet Destiny website. I think we have it listed up there.
Yeah, you can't get that information on Planet Destiny's podcast, you know, dedicated to Planet Destiny. And Destiny.
God,
you got to go on Twitter.
Damn it. All right, you know, I'm going to look it up.
Dive into the website.
Look it up. Keep talking while I look it up.
Yeah, keep talking. It'll take him half a second to look it up with his freaking typing fingers.
Making me do work over here.
I need some music, you know, like intermission. We need some... Yeah. Jazz or panpipes. A bit of take that played on the panpipes.
So something I wanted to ask you guys about on the podcast this week. I made a video this week talking about some guns that are outside a little bit of the current meta. You know, in Crucible, people generally use one of four weapons, being the Grasp of Malak, the Clever Dragon, your Palindrome, your Ias Luna, and some other fifth wheel that isn't as important. What are you guys' like hidden gems in the Crucible? One of mine is the Parthian Shot. It is a high-impact pulse rifle that I absolutely adore. I got a gorgeous roll on it with like perfect balance, counterbalance, and I want to say Outlaw. And it's basically a laser beam. I was always really fond of the two-tap potential of the high-impact pulses, and I loved them back in the day. I used to have a Haka, or a Lyudmila rather, that I used to love running around with. And this Parthian Shot, it really feels good to me.
Oh.
And even though it's not the tip top of the meta, I enjoy it.
Funny you should say that, my dear mate, because look, I'm looking at, I'm very sorry, but I'm looking at my Destiny Item Manager right here, and I've got Party and Shop.
Are you doing a bit, or did you get extra British all of a sudden?
Listen to this, fellas, right? Party and Shop, Outlaw, Perfect Balance,
Outlaw,
and Counterbalance.
Hey. Ooh,
there we go.
Good time.
That's
so
basically my role.
No, I need to maybe take that for a spin.
I enjoy it. It's super good.
I've got two little hidden gems that I use, but I can only use them in very certain circumstances. And I got a Distant Star and a Badger CCL. On long range maps like Skyline, great scout rifle map. Mm-hmm. If you don't go inside, do not go inside. Stay outside. Then Distant Star, Badger, all the, you know, heavy hitting scout rifles do well on maps like that. But that, I don't know what it is about this Badger though, that it seems to hit a lot heavier than anything else. I don't know whether it's the perk combination. I haven't really looked into it, but it's got crowd control, perfect balance, and underdog.
Underdog.
Yeah. And that was
so by the way, fear. Real quick, I looked it up.
We can stop pretending to talk. Yeah. Guys.
December 3rd, December 3rd, which is this Saturday, 1 p.m. Eastern time. Boom.
There it is.
Got it.
There it is. Check it out.
The kind of information you can only get here live.
But you can only get it. Okay.
Or you can get it wherever Fallout looked it up.
Exactly. Yeah. Back to weapon chat.
Yeah.
So there's a scout rifle that I got randomly a while ago, and I was like, eh. The planets were aligned.
Good story.
Yeah, yeah. Cool story, Fallout.
That's the end of it.
Yeah, that's it. No, the planets were aligned. I was feeling frisky. I was like, I'll use it. It's a gun called Not Like the Others.
Yes.
And I use it, and I was like, dude, this gun feels really good. Like, I'm not going to use it if I'm playing, like, 3v3 tournament style. But, like, just going into matchmaking, and, like, you just want to have fun. And I mean, even beyond guns that are like, oh, it's a fun gun, it actually did pretty decent. And it just felt really, really great. And I talked to Bones later. I said, dude, I have this scout rifle called Not Like the Others. And then he thought I was trolling him. He was like, are you kidding with me right now? Because I've been saying for like the past half a year that that's like my favorite gun in the game. I was like, oh shit, dude. Like,
I do not read your Twitter.
I wasn't reading up on Bonesy's Twitter, and we had this huge conversation about how Not Like the Others is like this really fun scout rifle. It's just so enjoyable. Check that out.
As a matter of fact,
I did. I
had
one.
As a matter of fact, that was one of the weapons that I covered in the video. Mm. They're Not Like the Others. It's a super strong scout. It's got a really fantastic base aim assist stat of like 69, which is super good, especially for that archetype. It's just an overall 69.
Can we stop talking about that one? Because I dismantled it the other week.
Oh. Did you?
Why would you do that?
I had to make room. I had
because it wasn't a matador.
No, it wasn't a matador. No, I had a rapier. I had a rapier with the same roll that I had on that, minus the explosive round, so I kept that instead. I was in a real crisis with Vault Space, so that went. But it was the vendor roll, wasn't it? But the pre-Rise of Iron vendor roll for Not Like the Others. It had crowd control and explosive rounds and some other something and nothing on it.
Good times.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a super good scout. Super good scout.
I'm kind of the absolute worst for which guns to use, because I'm terrible, first of all, and I always perform terribly. But I frequently run around with a Zalo Supercell in PvP just because I like whenever it procs.
Oh, you're that guy!
Yeah, I'm that guy. The only gun that I'm remotely effective with that isn't the exact meta is the Chaperone. I can do well with that.
Oh, well, that's great.
I love the Chaperone. That's my favorite gun.
Me too, man.
Yeah.
I'm
Chaperone.
Like,
very fun.
I'm like a meta whore.
Whoa.
Meta whore. Meta whore. Because, I mean, most of the times I'm playing with the goal of, like, I want to win. Mm-hmm. Winning is fun to me.
Winning is everything.
I mean, like, people are like, don't you get, like, bored of, like, playing to win all the time? Well, sometimes I do. And when that happens, I'll be like, time for No Land Beyond and sticky grenades. But most of the time, I'm playing to win. So
And that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's just how I like to play. But I mean, for the Silly Guns, my ultimate favorite Silly Gun is No Land Beyond. It's never going to change. It's just
the bloop.
Dude, it's just too it's too good. Like, it's just there's no better feeling than when you hit you feel like such an asshole, but like in a hilarious way. You're like, it's No Land Beyond. That guy, he's probably really mad.
Like, but it's not an easy gun to use, though. I don't think it's easy at all.
Yeah, but like, it's just funny to me. I don't know what it is. It's funny to me. It's like walking up to somebody in a suit and tie and hitting them in the face with a custard pie. It's hilarious to me.
Every
every time you get a kill with No Land, I have pied you in the face. And I am giggling, rest assured.
You know what? You know what? The most, if we're going with fun, the most fun loadout to go in with is get a fire team of, like, a full fire team and all go in with hard lights and just turn it into a disco rave. I've done that many times.
Wow, silo. That actually sounds do that on really a silo. Funny.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun to just have lights bouncing everywhere. Everybody.
Oh my god. You're reminding me of, okay, so there was like a week in Destiny, maybe I'll bring that back, where I went in with a team of six. And we just did the most obnoxious stuff, like, for the lulz, I guess. We went in as a team of all Striker Titans, each one of us with armamentarium and lightning grenades, and we just lit the whole map
of shit.
Yeah. So good. And we did it with gunslingers and tripmine grenades with the, what is it, the young Ahamkar's spine, just throwing them everywhere.
Yeah.
So fun. And then one game, we only did it, it was the dirtiest I've ever felt when playing Destiny, was we had a team of Sunbreaker Titans.
Oh no.
Yeah, and we put on armamentarium and simmering flames. So like when you have your super, the like your grenades charge, and we just never did our super. We was on, this is so bad, I'm gonna get like stabbed. We were on Black Shield on the inside of the map, all of us, and we were just throwing never-ending grenades. Literally, when you have simmering flames on and two grenades, it's just it's an insta-charge. Between six people, insta-charge. So we're throwing grenades at the doors, and the other teams are trying to rush in. And at the end of the game, I got two messages. One was like, I hope you die. Like, I hope your family all gets hit by a car all at the same time. And then the other the other message was like, that was the goddamn funniest shit ever. Like, GG, you're awesome. Thanks for making my night. It was super good.
And now, now a new widespread epidemic in Crucible is born.
It started here. Yeah. Oh, you know who started this.
Dude, it's so funny.
That guy.
I was like, I can never do that again.
It was, the thing,
everyone on the other team was like, did they load half the match into Mayhem Clash? I don't understand what's happening.
Where are we?
The thing I'm finding funny at the moment is no matter what stream I watch, no matter who's streaming, whether it's a big one, a small one, a, you know, it doesn't really matter, that if they're killed by something that's non-meta, everyone is absolutely delighted. It's not
nice.
God damn it, I was killed that by you know, it was like, oh my god, I was just killed with Hardlight.
Yeah, you're like, oh, interesting.
Oh, please kill me with that again. You know, like they're genuinely delighted to be killed by something that is like totally non-meta. Like going back to No Land Beyond, it's like, I suppose there is a kind of sneaky enjoyment. It's like, I just killed that gentleman there with something that resembles a kayak oar, a paddle. You know, it's completely non-meta to tur. But yeah, man.
Mediterranean.
It's fun to play goofy.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
it can be.
So off the cuff, Mega's like, Mediterranean. You just came out with a word that I'm going to have to use in daily conversation every time. You're a Mediterranean. Like, all you matadors, everything. That's the thing,
gosh,
though.
Is that going to be the thing?
With weapons, though, with any FPS game, the good stuff bubbles to the top. You know, every time, it's like people will complain about, there's complaints about, oh, I'm sick of getting killed by a palindrome or a clever dragon or this, that, and the other. And it's like, well, the good stuff always bubbles to the top. And if it bubbles to the top and you nerf it, something else bubbles to the top. You know, like every time. There's always going to be. So I don't think the focus is on the actual weapons itself. I think it's a different thing.
And it's nice to have variety. I actually posted a tweet about that a long while ago that was, super talked about. It was, I basically posted a like a PowerPoint graphic that you would see in like a boardroom. Yeah, I'll try and dig that up later.
Yeah,
but it's basically like it's a never-ending cycle, and it's something that you have to accept on some level. People are going to complain that whatever weapon is dominating the meta,
yeah,
because good weapons dominate the meta, and then it reaches a point where if too many people think it's unbalanced or complain about it or whatever, or the number, the usage numbers, Bungie's like, too many people are using this gun, then there's a nerf. And when the nerf happens, it's not like everything is going to be great forever. Like, good players are going to find what the next optimal weapon is going to be, because on paper there's always going to be a quote best choice, and when they find the new best choice, they're going to start using it again.
And
the cycle happens again.
There has to
there has to be.
Consistency. Well, because people who want to succeed or get that rush from doing well or perform well or put the time in to get better, they want something that is consistent and reliable. And I think this is what we're kind of lacking at the moment, and why we've got a lot of negative feedback, is consistency is an issue at the moment. You know, we have like mechanics like Bloom. You know, I understand why this was attempted, but I just don't think it has a place in the game. I'm a hand cannon guy from day one. You know, when you first started Destiny up and you got to pick a weapon from the gunsmith, I'm like,
I did hand cannon too.
Hand cannon. Same. I grabbed that. Do you know why, though?
I wanted to be like a space cowboy.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You don't want to be a space cowboy.
No. Do you know why, though? Because
so hard.
I played Battlefield 4 a little bit. I was a huge Battlefield 3 fan on PC, and Battlefield 4 just wasn't great until they introduced the Deagle. But it was overpowered as hell when it first came into Battlefield 4. Yeah. It was, like, so overpowered. But I had the most fun I'd ever had in BF4 with the Deagle.
Same here.
So I think that influenced my choice when I was standing in front of the gunsmith the very first time. And I'm like, oh, if that's anything like a Deagle, I'm going to love it. But I didn't really touch PvP for quite some time. I think it was about a month. I was playing Destiny for a month before I touched PvP. But even then, I tried hand cannons, and I stuck with them even when they were bad and had really bad accuracy problems in the air and all that kind of vibe. But I stuck with them, and I still love them now. It's unique to Destiny. Auto rifles, I understand, you know, folks like a good, you know, semi-automatic or a full auto rifle. Yeah. The only thing for me in Destiny is it doesn't have those addictive mechanics that games like Battlefield had. You had to master the burst fire and the tap fire if you wanted to get a consistent kill at range. Destiny didn't have that. Like, so it was just a case of, hold down the trigger and hope for a kill, you know.
Yeah. Auto rifles are kind of like boring to me.
Yeah, I mean, the other folks love them though. That's the thing. Like,
Some people do like them.
Yeah, and that I can see. Like, if hand cannons went completely crap now, I would probably enjoy PvP a lot less, because that's my favorite weapon type, you know?
You
know, man. But yeah, like I can understand folks who like auto rifles are like, no, god damn it. You know? It's pulse rifles, hand cannons, god damn it. But all the good stuff always bubbles to the top. It's going to happen. So if you nerf whatever it is.
To quote the great Macho Man Randy Savage, the cream
rises to the top.
The cream of the crop.
Yeah.
Yep. So glad you guys
That's correct.
That.
Of course.
Here.
But yes. I mean. But back to what we were saying about the good guns, the cream rising to the top. Because it's math. It's numbers. Yeah. That's all it is. Because it is. I mean,
because
the reason that the palindrome is one of the top primaries is because it has the fastest time to kill. It's a mix between two things, isn't it? It's a mixture between fastest time to kill and easiest weapon to use. It's those things
it has
together.
To have the feel.
It has to be easy to use. Because on paper, like, you have No Land Beyond would basically be the best primary in the game, because it has a zero, like an insta time to kill, but it's a difficult weapon to use effectively, so it's not dominating the meta. So it has to be two things. How easy is the gun to use, and how optimal is the time to kill? And when you combine those things together, you get the palindrome. Because you have a three-shot kill with one headshot, two body.
Yep.
And you can use it. I mean, it's not tremendously difficult to use. So that's why it's there.
And I think Fallout has a journal somewhere that just says, like, Mr. Fallout Palindrome all over it. just hard stuff.
I write my girlfriend's name, just the palindrome, in my diary next to those weird.
Got a little heart on
S's.
It.
S's. What were those S's that everyone, like, drew?
The awesome S.
Over there is notebooks in middle school.
You have to draw the three lines.
I don't know what the hell that was.
It was
why
beautiful.
Did we draw those?
I don't know.
Fads. Everybody.
Well, I mean, you know, if your name starts with an S, like some people, you know, you had a reason to do it. They were amazing. It made having a name that started with an S cool. It's the highlight of my life. Sure. Yeah.
But yeah, you're absolutely right. Whenever it comes to a meta, the competitive players, they're always going to try to find the gun that kills the fastest and kills the most consistent.
Yeah.
That's what every meta comes down
consistency
to.
Consistency is
right
the
now,
key word there.
Yeah.
It's like,
it kills quickly. It's consistent.
It means I want to get stuff done. I want to get it done. That guy, that gentleman standing over there needs to be dead. You know, that's
what's going to do it reliably most number of times.
Easily kill him. Easily? Yeah. That's a word, right?
Easily.
We do need more.
Hashtag easily.
We do need some more consistency in the Crucible, I think. That's another
I can agree with that.
Source of negative criticism that's been bubbling around for the moment. Consistency. You know, we need the more of that, because primary weapons at the moment, whether they needed buffs or not, like, things can be horrendously inconsistent. And I go back to the days where I really concentrated. I mean, Crucible has occupied a lot of my time in concentrating to get better. But, like, I think Battlefield 3 was the first game that I'm like, right! I am going to improve if it kills me, because I really enjoyed the gunplay. The gunplay was so addictive, you know, and I think I always have that as a frame of reference, because DICE really worked very well at getting this very addictive mechanic to gunplay. That at first it's very elusive. You think, well, hold down the trigger, that'll get things done. But no, the more you hold down the trigger, there was literally a crazy amount of randomization on stuff. So you had to keep things very focused and burst. AEK, M16s, you know, like that. Those were dominating the pretty much every domination team deathmatch game mode in Battlefield 3. but yeah, like,
and can we start a movement, by the way? I don't mean to cut you off, sorry.
That's cool.
But can we start a movement? Like, usually people are pretty good about it, but I see people like shaming others for using the meta. And you see that a lot in, like, post-game messages and stuff like that. It's like, way to use the palindrome, you bitch, or, like, whatever.
Yeah. Like, not good enough to use a real gun.
Yeah.
Why would I put myself at a disadvantage? But I understand both sides of the coin, though. Drew Vanguard did a great video recently about he wants a bit more variety.
Don't we all?
Yeah, but the only problem with having variety in a game like Destiny is that is going to introduce a lot more balancing issues than anything else,
because it's very hard.
Yeah,
the more guns you have in a game, it's like do you know how impossible it is to make every gun competitively viable? I would love if that were the case, by the way.
Yeah.
But that would be so hard, because you're trying to make every gun having
different.
Like a relatively equal time to kill.
Yeah.
Because if
you
have an auto rifle,
make them all different, like different types of all of them.
They have to have an equal time to kill, but they function differently.
I don't think it's hard for a developer to do. It's just kind of bland. Take Titanfall 1, for example. They did a fantastic job of getting pretty much all the guns very well balanced within each other. So, like, obviously there was popular guns, like the carbine.
Smart pistol.
Yeah. But, I mean, I loved that thing. I was in the whole boat of I didn't think it was overpowered. It was just really fun. Because a carbine could literally shit all over anyone using a smart pistol. It was just annoying to be killed by a smart pistol. But they did a really good job of balancing all the weapons, like, within an inch of each other. But it was really, like, bland. You know, like, it was such a bland thing. So having loads of weapons that can have, like, varying different effective characteristics, it's all about choice. That's a bit more authentic. You've got an arsenal available at your fingertips. Of course, there's going to be weapons that aren't as good as other ones, and, you know.
Maybe if there were, like, ways other ways that guns could be good. I'm just spitballing. But I mean, right now, the only way that we look at guns, literally, like, the only two things, it's like, does it have a good time to kill? Is it consistent?
Yeah.
Which is the only, or, like, is it easy to use? Those are the only things that we look at. There's no team comparison based on weapons. Wouldn't it be cool if it was like, oh, if you have this gun on your team, then your entire team runs, like, 5% faster? Or that'd something cool. like that.
Yeah,
then be like, okay, well, we need one person on our team to have that gun, because that would be, we need that. Or like, if you have this gun on your team, then your team regenerates their health like 5% faster or something like that. It's like, oh, well, do we take the gun that makes us run faster, or do we use the health regeneration gun? Which gun do we use? And like, just more stuff like that. I don't know. Maybe I could ruin Destiny with thoughts like this.
It could, because that's the Overwatch like mechanic, isn't it? Like, it's very team focused, and if you're not all in the knowledge of each other's loadouts, then you may be operating at a severe disadvantage. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think that's great for a game to have, but I'm just not too sure that's going to be a good thing for Destiny, really. Destiny should be a game that you can play solo, even though playing solo Crucible is horrendous at the moment.
It can be.
It's horrible.
It is horrible.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you want to look for, in my opinion, a really well-designed weapon that's both good meta-wise and provides a really unique function, I think the Mita multi-tool is probably one of the most perfectly designed, unique weapons Destiny had ever seen.
Yeah.
It was, for a long time, described as the perfect exotic, because it wasn't point for point better than everything else, but it was very good, it was super unique, it provided a specific function.
Yep.
And I wish we had more guns designed like that. I think...
me too.
Mita multi-tool, maybe Red Death, back before, you know, that archetype got nerfed into the ground.
Yeah.
Those were guns that they were good. They weren't the best, but they provided a unique niche that made it worthwhile to use them in the Crucible.
Yeah.
I'd love to see more stuff like that.
I would too.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah. It's, want.
I think, see, Fallout, you described the guns as easy to use, but to me it's also fun to use. Those kind of go along together. And people send you messages when you follow the meta like you're using an X-ray scanner from Perfect Dark, and it's just like there's no skill to it or something. Like, it's just because you're using it in a meta, like there's still skill, and the guns are fun to use.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Look, if you used Odd Job and GoldenEye, look, I will support your right to play as whoever you want, but you're a scumbag.
Yes.
You know what you did.
See, Oddjob was banned. I used to play in GoldenEye tournaments. Aren't I cool?
You look exactly like Same someone here. Who would play in a GoldenEye tournament.
Wow.
Is that as Oddjob or
for
what?
Me to say, fuck you.
Is it an insult? Or maybe it's, hey, you just assumed it was an insult.
You look like the kind
of
guy who would give me
as
much money.
You look like a GoldenEye player.
I was very fat in school. I would never have given you my lunch money. You'd have to pry it out of my cold, dead hands.
I feel like you and I would be pried into the locker together. But in GoldenEye tournaments, Oddjob is banned for the only reason that there is literally no reason to not play Oddjob. So if you're in a tourney, everyone plays Oddjob. So it's like, just like, no, just stop.
Yep.
Because you're gonna everyone's gonna play him. Don't do it.
I get that. I want to see that. I played GoldenEye, but I never played it on the. I played multiplayer against friends in the house that I lived in while I was at university.
Yeah.
I don't think we had internet or anything like that. Did it even use internet?
No,
it didn't, did it?
No,
so it was like LAN or like local stuff. Yeah.
No LAN. One console, one couch.
Yeah. We played like in the house together against each other, and those were the days. Those were the days. I bought my N64 out of my student loan. It was the naughtiest thing I'd ever did in my life. But the whole
house
was very
happy. That's the
naughtiest
thing you've ever done in your life.
Yeah.
Ooh, what a rebel.
What a rebel. What a rebel.
Hey, ladies, I used my student loan for non-approved purposes. Y'all can play some Mario Kart at my place.
Dangerous. I bought Mario Kart as well and Star Fox. Wasn't Star Fox awesome?
Star Fox 64 is the best game on the N64.
That is a
for
good game.
Single player, at least, yeah. bar none.
It's a good game.
Agreed.
Yeah. In my top five.
Yes. Agreed. It is one of the best games. It holds up like perfectly. The controls are fluid, and it's always
very
fun.
Good.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't want to turn this into the Star Fox podcast, but that's one of my favorite games of all time.
Why not?
Do it.
Yes.
But going back to fun guns, though, I found a smart pistol in Titanfall. Loads of fun. I thought, wow, what the Respawn have really gone bold here and put a gun with like masses of aim assist.
People complained. Okay, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, if you've never played Titanfall 1, there's a gun, smart pistol, and it was a primary that you could use.
Mm-hmm.
And if you aim down sight, it's like a regular pistol. You just shoot normally. Yeah. But if you're hip firing the gun, someone comes into your screen, whatever. Mm. You just don't do anything, and your gun starts to lock onto them automatically without you doing anything. And you wait like maybe a second and a half, and then you get the full lock on, pull the trigger, doesn't matter where you're aiming, bullet
and
hits them in the head. Dead.
They die.
But it has to, there was three little lock-on points. There was like two on the body, one on the head. And that you had to wait for those three to get
to be
on
like, one,
before you get
two,
a kill.
Lock. And then when it locks, then
and you pull the trigger once, and blah, 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 but it had a very short range on it.
Yeah.
It was like the range was really short.
And people complained.
Did people
complain? But they shouldn't have, because it wasn't a good gun. Like, if you watch Titanfall tournaments, nobody uses...
They use the carbine, the RC
carbine.
Yeah.
Because the smart pistol, it took... too long. Like, by the time I lock onto you to kill you, you would have killed me twice.
Yeah. Because the fastest time to kill was the carbine.
And there's so much parkour in Titanfall. Good lord. It's like Mirror's Edge on crack. Like, you're bouncing everywhere. It's like you're trying to get a lock on and you're already behind my back snapping my neck.
But
it just doesn't work.
With all those mechanics in there, the fact that it wasn't the best, it wasn't a top tier meta weapon, it was huge amounts of fun, and you could still use it effectively in non-competitive, non-tryhard-esque kind of lobbies. It was loads and loads of fun, and it was very unique. And the criticism, the PC gaming crowd were like so offended, like, how dare you, how dare you have an auto lock on, this is preposterous. And I was like, no, this is fun, and it's unique to one game. Let them be new, let them have something that's fresh to the game. Like, and it, there is no return. I haven't really played much Titanfall 2, but there's no smart pistol, is there?
No, there's not.
I thought there was in some capacity, not as a primary.
Is it a pickup? I don't know. I haven't played it yet.
Bones
you know.
Plays Titanfall 2. I haven't played
Bones
it.
Is in the chat, actually.
I think
I've just seen it. Bones
some
is
in the chat.
It's definitely not the Titanfall 1.
No, it's not the same. But I think it's in the game somewhere.
That's a shame. That is a shame.
That's a shame. That's a shame.
Yeah.
Can we talk about something else controversial? Why not throw in some controversy into our podcast? Why the hell not?
Why not?
I want
shotguns. Don't
I want weapon reforging to come back.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
please.
No.
Take your
please.
Shots.
Please.
Take
your
shots.
I am.
Okay. So here's the because I've talked about this so many times, and I understand the upside, I think, and the downside, I think. So the biggest complaint against weapon reforging is that it makes the meta very prominent and very bland, because you get the good guns and you just roll the crap out of them. You get the best perks on the guns, and then you go into PvP, and that's all you see. And I understand that, but the thing that weapon forging brought was fair gameplay.
Yes.
Because for so long, people were gypped out of like not having good shotguns, because if you didn't have like a shotgun, you were just screwed. You know what I mean? Like, year one players could re-roll, and players who were newer couldn't re-roll old guns. It's crazy. And it sucks to have like a bland meta where everyone uses the same thing, but what's the alternative with no weapon reforging? You have to grind out like a madman forever?
And there's still no guarantee.
You might not. There's no guarantee.
There's no guarantee. You could literally be grinding. I mean, I had Taken King, literally the whole of Taken King, not a single party crasher dropped in Crucible. I played hundreds of hours of Crucible, and I got one literally at the end of the lifespan of Taken King.
And that sucks for people like you, because now pretend you're going into Trials and you're trying to get to the Lighthouse because it's fun to do, and you're at a disadvantage at no fault of your own. An RNG disadvantage, and that's not fair. Someone has a leg up on you gameplay-wise, yeah. just because they got really lucky and just fell into, like, a god roll Party Crasher or a god roll Matador. That's not balanced, in a way.
Yeah, I didn't think it was a bad thing. Like, I mean, yeah, sure, everyone's running around with the same thing, but that's the same complaint that we have now. Everyone's running around with the same thing. It's just that you had the opportunity to attempt outside, instead of like just grinding. I mean, you had to grind anyway for materials. I had no weapon parts. I had no modes of light because I was trying to get the rerolls on the shotguns and on the primaries, everything. I just thought that mechanic was great. The fact that it increased the gameplay. It's like, I need to reroll my Party Crasher. I need to go out there and farm Vault of Glass on heroic to get like 25k glimmer inside of an hour, and that still took an hour.
I imagine Bungie is right now. They're going to hear that Fallout is suggesting we bring back, you know, reforging weapons. They're going to be like, oh yeah, people want that again. Okay, how can we implement it? Make it cost silver dust.
Oh no,
that's what's going to happen.
That would be a goddamn
nightmare.
But the bottom line is, I just don't want players to be at a disadvantage for no fault of their own. I want even playing ground for everybody. I think it sucks more than anything to be even at a minor disadvantage for something out of your control.
No fault of your own. And, you know, I'm actually really glad you brought this up, because I used to talk about this with a friend of mine and how a lot of people railed against the option to reforge your weapons because it did make the meta stale. Everybody had the meta. Mm-hmm. But that's not necessarily a bad thing, and that's going to happen anyway. Reforging just sped that process up.
Yeah.
People are still going to farm for that perfect roll Matador. Absolutely. Just like in year one, they farmed for that perfect roll shot package Matador.
Yeah.
And they're still going to go for that even without the reforging option. And I don't think I'd be upset if we saw a system sort of like what we have with the raid armor come into effect.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Where you can reroll stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would, or you know, if they want to make it even more direct, maybe something akin to the system that the Division has. In the Division, you can kind of reroll perks on weapons and armor, but you can only reroll one perk. One. Once you reroll it, that's the only perk that you can reroll on that weapon.
A friend of mine suggested that very same thing. The only problem with that is that, like, for example, there's a lot of folks grinding for Lunas in Classic. And because it's still great. I mean, there's the argument that people think, well, it looks better than a palindrome. I like the look of this. Or it feels better. It's a great gun. And it's like a very desirable gun. Now, I've not had many of the things over the course since they were introduced, but I would say 98% of them have been unusable roles. Like, there is literally, you know, handkerchiefs that would do more damage or be more effective, you know. So, but the thing is, everything on it was garbage. So if you can only reroll one perk, isn't going to bring it in line with it being, like, a usable, you know, weapon. That's the only problem with that.
And again, like, people bringing up the thing where it's like, well, Fallout, what about, it's just going to be boring. Everyone's going to roll their weapons for the most optimal perks, and everyone's going to use the same thing. It's already that way. B would make it more fair for everybody.
Yeah.
And, like, C, look, it sucks in a way that everyone is using the same thing on their guns because it's, like, hands down the best option, but that's, as the player, that's not our fault. And I love Bungie to death forever, but, like, it's their fault for not having perks that are, like, competitively... Like, why would anyone ever want a shotgun with oiled frame? Ever. Nope. Why is that perk
why is it even
available
there?
On a shot? Like, oh, wow, reduced range for faster reload speed? Sign me up. Like, there needs to be more perks... I mean, like, there doesn't need to be, but, like, if you're complaining about how the meta is going to be like, oh, everyone uses the same thing and that's boring.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it's not our fault. We're the player. We're here to use what is effective, and we're not going to use dumb perks that are equivalent to shooting ourselves in the foot. I never use a shotgun with a reduced range perk ever.
Yeah.
So, like, don't give me the option to do it because I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
That highlights another issue entirely in the conversation about weapon perks. Which ones are the best? Why don't people use Guerrilla Fighter? Well, one, because Guerrilla Fighter is mostly terrible, and two, the game isn't built around cover shooting. There's no reason to use Guerrilla Fighter. There's not enough areas in the game that you can really use Guerrilla Fighter.
You're not constantly using the great cover mechanics of Destiny?
Dude, there are still people. I will bet you money right now that there are people. And this isn't a shot at anybody. This is just the way Destiny is. Yep. There are people in the Twitch chat right now. Okay, so people listening to this podcast, either live in Twitch chat or later on iTunes or whatever. Did you know that in Destiny, if you there's a cover system.
Yes.
Did you know this? If you walk up to a piece of like whatever, like a concrete barrier on the ground or like a something, and you go up to it and you crouch. So you're crouching in front of this concrete barrier. Now, without touching the crouch button again, hold down the trigger for ADS and your guardian will automatically pop up like in Gears of War. And when you let go, they will crouch back down automatically. Did you know that was a thing? Because I guarantee there's a whole damn handload of people right now listening.
I'm positive
like, are you serious, Fallout?
Because it was only four months ago that I even realized that it was in there.
I'm glad it's in
the game.
Because we need more mechanics to make the game cool and interesting.
Nobody but the thing is, no one uses it because if they do, their enemy is going to jump over their head and pogo shotgun them in the fucking head. You know,
you know, it's really sad because Guerrilla Fighter got this huge buff a couple of months back. I remember listening to John Wisniewski talk about this on the Crucible Radio podcast, where it basically eliminates recoil and like gives you extra accuracy and all kinds of crazy things. But there's nowhere to use it in Destiny because Destiny's not built around
it. It's not.
There's literally read Twitch chat. Nick the Great. Destiny has a cover system? No, I didn't know that.
There's cover mechanics in Destiny. It's real.
I'm telling dude, someone's saying I'm gonna try it right now.
Yeah. I thought it was a glitch. That's what
it's a thing. People don't use it because there's like, why would you? Destiny's such a mobile game. I love it for its mobility. It's great. Like you can warlock surf and Titan skate and you can
How often are you in a fight where you're crouching and just peeking up behind barriers?
Like you're running and you're crouch sliding. Yes. I love how mobile Destiny is. It's such an awesome... It just feels right. Out of every FPS I've ever played, it just feels so damn good.
Oh, yeah.
It's just because of how well it's designed. You're like, who the hell has time for this fucking cover mechanic, dude?
It's just not that effective. Yeah, like, it really isn't. Like, anchoring yourself to a piece of cover to try and use that mechanic is just not going to be a very effective combat strategy.
I use it against strike bosses sometimes.
Well, yeah, it may have more purchase in PvE, perhaps.
In the Saber Strike, you can right when he comes out, there's a little area that strikes
come
out of. I like to crouch in front of that just for the sake of people seeing me. Like, what the hell's that guy doing? That's really it. It's not a good mechanic.
It's not built around cover shooting. Says there's a great spot on Widow's Court for Guerrilla Fighter. I actually think I know what he's talking about. Up on Perch. You know the Perch on Widow's Court? If you know your call outs?
Yeah.
I call it Perch anyway. Up by that like rocky area. Because if you can crouch, it's like the perfect height for like, you know, just being a little bit out of cover. Also up by Photo Hut. Because you can crouch and then like you're totally protected. Yeah, Photo Hut. I call it the Hut. You know, you're up by that wall, you can crouch, you're protected, and then you aim up, and then you're, like, just over the tip of the wall, and then you can crouch down again. So there are opportunities for Guerrilla Fighter, but it really doesn't come up, hardly ever.
Yeah.
He says it's on a broken car in Main Street, so that's his...
Okay, that's...
That sounds like a Broadway production.
There's no other.
This is like a musical.
Damn it, Fallout.
Starting Saturday.
But
you know, it's just the other reason. It's not just the guns and their stats that that build the meta. It's the perks on those weapons, and you don't see meta door 64s without max range, without rifled or reinforced barrel. And I wish that some of the other perks on these guns were as good. Like I had the same argument with a friend of mine. Well, not really an argument. We were agreeing on it. They keep nerfing rocket launchers with grenades and horseshoes because everybody uses grenades and horseshoes.
Why would you use any other perk?
Why would there's no other perk that's as good as grenades and horseshoes?
I mean, like maybe if they took grenades and horseshoes away, you'd use like cluster bomb.
Cluster bomb. Yeah.
You fire it in, you get a good chance of get
and it's
in.
It's not so much that grenades and horseshoes is just far and away the best thing there. It's just that none of the other perks are worth using.
Yeah.
What else are you going to really want? Are you going to run life support on a rocket launcher? No, don't. Yeah.
Heavy ammo, I mean, heavy is like in a really odd, obscure place, though, because, like, I mean, just watch any stream, just watch people play, and Rumble, the general consensus is heavy doesn't need to be in Rumble. That seems to be the general consensus from most players, is do we really need heavy in this game mode? I mean, surely every game mode is actually a sub-game mode to get the heavy. You know, like, control should really be get the heavy or lose the game, you know? Because if you don't, it's to your own detriment. And I think heavy doesn't really have much of a place, but there's someone at Bungie's like, no, heavy, I love heavy, I love rocket launchers. You must be able to tote your rocket launcher in any game mode you please. You know.
Let's give one player in Rumble the ability to kill everyone else in three or four
they've
shots.
They've done a good job of reducing the... Do you remember original?
I know. It's got
like
better.
Heavy ammo every 30 seconds or whatever you turn around. Hey, heavy ammo
and
inbound.
When
and then you kill
somebody who's using
it up.
Heavy.
Oh, my God.
They dropped... Oh, my God. Running through an entire game with nothing but Thunderlord was
but
the greatest
holy
thing
shit, that was
one.
Awesome. But, man, I'm going over in my head... Because we're having this conversation of, like, why would you use this perk on a gun competitively? Because it's never going to be a good perk for PvP. Like, just think about sniper rifles. Mm-hmm. Like, why would I use, like, what scope is it? I don't even know. Like, the Eagle scope? It's like, yeah, I'm sniping in PvP. I must have a scope with a 84 times zoom magnification. Like, who is using
that
scope?
I
want to
see
scope?
The fear in their helmet.
When the maps, when the maps are so small, you don't want a scope that's more suitable for viewing constellations in the sky.
I don't want to see Halley's Comet. Belt. Like, every top level sniper in this game in PvP, they all use the lowest zoom possible on their sniper.
It's because the maps are too small.
There's got to be a way to mix
the
up.
Maps
like
are very tiny.
There's got to be a way to mix this up. But it's not for us to decide.
That's not our job,
No, but we can discuss it, can't we?
We can discuss it.
We can explore. But the weapon reforging, I thoroughly agree, should come back. I think
I do miss that.
It allows the player to have a little bit more control over the loadouts that they use. Like Lunas, the drop rate on these things now is really, really, really low. And when you get one, I've seen this happen so many times for other folks as well, when they finally get one, it's completely unusable. There is too much perk variation and too little specific perk variation that actually makes the gun usable. Like the argument is rifle barrel or brace frame. You know, that I see a lot of people trying to prove that brace frame is just as viable as rifle barrel because of stability and damage drop off and all this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But then most folk are like, no, rifle barrel. It has to be rifle barrel. Here's the thing. Rifle barrel and me with hand cannons, I'm not allowed that perk. I'm not allowed it. Literally. And look in the chat. I'm not really bothered about looking in the chamber. I used to be because I wanted to try it. You know, I wanted to try looking in the chamber on a legendary hand cannon. I got my first one a couple months ago. And I've been playing since release. Literally, first legendary cannon, hand cannon, with luck in the chamber, and I got my first one a couple of months ago. I've been denied. And it's the same with rifle barrel. Rangefinder, never had rangefinder on a legendary until a vendor sold it. What? And this kind of highlights the problem that, you know, okay, I love hand cannons. They're my favorite.
Why do you like this game store? You have all the worst luck. Jesus.
Well,
everything that happens to you, I'm like, that can't all happen to one man. How is that possible?
Yep. Now you know where I'm at with that. That's why I vote for reforging. It's like, give the player some control. But it's not just me. You know, there's so many other people that feel exactly the same way. And the fact that Fallout brought it up, you know, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This is viable. So, yeah, bring back weapon reforging.
Bring it back, please.
I'm slamming my gavel.
I think it could work.
Whatever that is.
Yeah.
I don't know what that
it
is.
So.
That's the Planet Destiny Court.
Yeah.
Motion passes.
We got time for questions, you think?
Oh, we have, man.
No, this week we just don't. We're just not
going
to.
No, no questions.
Yeah, okay. Yes,
we've rambled enough.
We've rambled for far enough. Hit us up in Twitch. You guys keep your eyes peeled for good questions in the Twitch chat, will you?
Yes.
Hopefully Pokemon themed.
I'm going to put my eyes in the chat.
Here we go. Here's a good one. From Inclement Beauties. don't know if you know who that is. That's a group of, it's an all-girl competitive Destiny clan. Yeah. They're pretty awesome. Ooh. Question from Inclement Beauties. Will Bones continue on his Destiny career or pursue a life as a rapper? And I know he can't answer that question because he's not here.
It's in the chat,
but I will
answer,
for
it for him.
With a,
yes.
With an absolute yes.
Okay.
He's also going to be a Zoolander-style male model.
Oh, yes.
It's true. Because he's ridiculously good.
But why male model?
Sorry. You serious, Mega? You just, yeah,
just
said that like a
just
second.
Just explain it to you.
All is all.
Oh, oh, gosh.
You wanted a Pokemon question. Someone did ask, what's your favorite Pokemon starter?
Oh, starter. Oh, that's a good one. Probably. I got to think about this one for a minute. Hold on.
I mean, I already answered my favorite Pokemon was Typhlosion.
It,
so
it might be.
Yeah.
It might be Blaziken.
Oh,
interesting.
The fighting chicken Ubers. Who will beat the crap out of you, dude.
Banned. You can't have it. It's
he
banned.
Is actually banned. I'm surprised
he
you
is.
Knew that, Link.
Speed boost, man. That
dude.
Thing is busted.
Dude, I have so much to talk with you later.
Oh, gosh. Now, see, this is rough because, you know, I'm a Gen 1 guy. And I love my Gen 1s. I love
Gen
my Charizards.
Gen
1-er
over
my...
here. Oh, jeez.
But I might have to throw my hat in with Mega. Typhlosion, man. My little Cyndaquil was always
I'm
my homie.
So
Gold is still my
that
favorite
you guys
Pokemon.
Agree with me, because everyone I talk to, I say I love Typhlosion. They're like, that one's like the lamest fire starter. I'm like, what's wrong with these people?
Nah, man, Typhlosion was awesome.
He's cool. My friend used to pronounce that Thyplosion. And my other friend thought that was so hilarious that he
that
was pronouncing it wrong.
That
he was, he's an artist, so he drew what he imagined a Thyplosion to look like. It's basically a Typhlosion with massively comically jacked legs.
I was
going
to say,
right?
That's just me after
thigh.
Leg day.
Bring it
that's
to me.
I look like.
Do your squats.
Here's another question. Yo, why is there so much? Okay, here's the question from Drop Bear King. Is Santa.
Drop Bear? Oh, no.
Is Santa bringing Bones a beard for Christmas?
I'm actually bringing...
Why does Bones need a beard?
Look,
I was
why saying,
would you why want to cover up that
beautiful?
Face?
I know, he's a handsome gentleman.
All the beard jokes I thought were going to go to me, and Bones is getting hit with every
Jeez.
Beard joke for some goddamn reason. I don't know why.
I don't understand it at all.
Keep it,
I
keep
have
it
to grow a beard? I'm hideous without it. He looks fine, all right?
Good
just
Lord.
Leave the boy be. If he wants one, I will shave off my beard and give it to
and
him.
And give
though.
It to him,
wonderful. I'll give it, yes.
Locks of love, beard
exactly.
Okay, here's a question from Chris L. Is it just me? Yes,
probably
it is.
Not.
Or have the map rotations for sixes been changed to mostly small maps? I don't know. That seems kind of speculation.
I will say,
upcoming Fallout video of... Like,
yeah. testing map rotations. Do they change?
Yeah.
I will say I have gotten Asylum and Cauldron more this week than I've noticed in like the past month or two.
I was watching some streams and I noticed a lot of Asylum too.
I think map rotations might be tweaked just to add more variety to not get things super stale. I think they must like introduced because there's times where you don't get any longer range maps,
so as long as Cathedral of Dust never comes up, I'll take it.
F that map. All right, question from Ooh. I'm the Blue Ranger. I know that guy.
Ooh. I do too.
What if they brought back shot Billy. Package .. as a fusion rifle perk?
You mean Saladin's Vigil?
That's a damn good
That's
fusion.
Interesting.
That is a great.
That fusion is so
an interesting
good.
Thought. Like if you ADS'd with your fusion, like tight
it was one bolt, and
bolt
it was super
spread.
Tight, like a chaperone slug.
That would probably be a way to make fusion rifles dangerously good very, very quickly.
The meta.
That would be crazy.
Oh,
have you seen these clips like randomly on Twitter or whatever, like people getting hilarious fusion rifle kills from
like
how did
sniping
you...
people literally
the planets align and like you just map somebody and you're like wow that
I can't
like,
I would feel
so
ecstatic
mad.
if I could do that meanwhile
it's like that,
I have a
like,
Saladin's Vigil with like a perfect roll and I can't kill
it's
them.
Mastering that aiming down sides at precisely the right time that seems to be like the key the gateway to getting a mass sniping with a fusion
now that
rifle.
Would be an interesting
true.
Mechanic
I saw that
like,
on a video by
if you ADS like it would give you fusion rifle shot package only if you ADS'd during like a certain very small frame window. It'd be like that mechanic from like Gears of War where like you reload your weapon at like the exact right time and like you get like a damage boost or something like that. Like, if you ADS at like the exact, that would actually be really cool.
I think that reminds me of like competitive Smash 2 in a way where there's those frame perfect moves. Like frame I wish there were.
Baby.
I wish there were things like that.
Gotta hit them. Gotta hit your L cancels.
God, I love
But I used to play Smash competitively.
Did you really?
You waved away.
Which one? Which
West
one?
Coast.
Don't say Brawl.
Melee.
Wow, Brawl. Dude.
You mean...
What else
I
is
have,
there?
Like, your autograph? Dude, Link is like becoming my best friend overnight. Who did you play? Who did you play in Melee?
Oh, here we go. Now it's...
Melee Super... Captain Falcon.
Of course.
Of course.
That'd be People's Champ.
That really...
Goddamn icon that you have. Dude, Captain Falcon...
Gotta hit that knee. But just thinking about shot package on a fusion rifle, that could work really well for the lower impact, faster charge ones that take you pretty much have to land 5 to 6 bolts to kill with. Could you imagine a split shifter with accelerated coils and shot package on it?
Oh boy.
If you can get that ADS window open, it lines that thing up like a sniper shot, suddenly that gun becomes viable. And that's like the worst fusion rifle right now.
God.
That could be interesting.
I feel like shotguns would be thrown out overnight if you could map people with fusion rifles. Reliably. Seriously, if you could kill somebody with a fusion from across the map, what do you need a shotgun for?
Well, you kind of can with the Queensbreaker. You can cross map one as long as you get a headshot.
True, as long as you get a headshot.
That's kind of what the Queenie is, isn't it, really?
Yeah. More questions.
It's kind of pooed on that one, hasn't it?
You
should have shut my mouth.
Well, the only difference is with this, you could body someone, I suppose.
There you go.
The advantage.
Questions from Wusabi. Have we answered this already? Either I'm making up memories or, I don't know, waffles or pancakes. Have we talked about this?
We have, I think.
I think we talked about this.
And it was.
And the general consensus was both.
I'm a waffle. Yeah. I don't think I was on. I don't know. But my answer is waffles. I just want that to be clear. Because you can make little bowls of syrup, and that's fun.
Yeah.
People really like doing
that. The big difference is waffles hold your syrup. Pancakes absorb them.
Yes.
So you can either have a waffle with like little syrup cups or a pancake that absorbs the flavor of the syrup, and you just cut it and you eat the pancake and it tastes like syrup.
And see, I like a good crunch, which is why I go for the waffle.
If you like the crunch, then you got to go for waffle. Exactly. I like pancake. I'm a pancake guy. I like to make them. Bananas or blueberries is the top tier filling for pancakes.
Not going for that childhood chocolate chip.
No, because
that was the thing you always saw on the menu at Denny's, and you say, "Who orders that?"
Yeah, like because it's already
who actually gets
plenty. Because chocolate chip, in my opinion, it's like it's too sweet. It's too sweet.
Oh, I agree. Every cooking show ever would say it's cloyingly sweet.
If you get the banana or the blueberry, it's like it's just enough. It's just enough.
Just right. There we go.
Clutch breakfast talk here on the Planet Destiny podcast. From Steven Trapp, what is the best counter for people running around with sticky grenades? That's a good question.
Shade step.
Yeah, I was going to say, shade step's all I got. I mean,
if you're not a night stalker.
Why on earth would you not choose that?
I don't know. I've never really seen sticky nades. That's one of the things that is annoying to be killed by. However, if you're the person who's actively setting out to get sticky nade kills, at best, most of the times it's a trade. Sometimes. Yeah.
My brother calls them trade nades.
Yeah.
Trade nades.
That's very true. They are usually my desperation move. Like, I know I've lost this, so let's take them with me.
I used to hate the things, but now I find them kind of fun. And I've never really used them very much up until we had Spooky Trials on Anomaly.
Yes.
I never really used them.
If you're a Sunbreaker who likes to play Trials, because what you do is, if the enemy team is reviving a teammate, close range, and you want to play it safe, you just hang where you are, they revive the body, and you just kind of time it perfectly. You just hit him with the fusion, and you're like, all right, sit down.
Yep.
You're done. Enjoy the longer respawn timer.
Yeah.
Because, they pop up, they can't escape the sticky nade. You just hit him with it. back down again.
Stationary target.
But yeah, what you do is if you recognize that someone is running around abusing a trip or anything, really, a specific weapon,
yeah,
a specific tactic, whatever. It's not just grenades. Recognize that they're doing that and just make sure you're actively thinking, okay, this is what they're doing. How can I make life difficult for them? Mm-hmm. So if someone's, that's always my thing. Like, how can I make your life difficult?
My strategy is to wait for Fallout to tell me to not go somewhere. He'll just be like, they're throwing a lot of stickies. Get away from there. Get away from there.
It's like
all
if
right,
you're, if I'm 3v3 and I'm fighting a team who's using all snipers, it's like, how do I make your life difficult? Oh, I'm going to shotgun push you because you're not going to be prepared to deal with that very well. So same thing with sticky grenades. How do I make your life difficult? Know that they're going to try to hit you with that and be relatively near cover. Like, don't camp, but, like, be mobile. Because Destiny, like we said, it's a mobile game. So run, jump, surf, crouch slide, be mobile, be near cover. If you see them whip a fireball at you, just
bait strafe, that nade and get out of there.
Bait the nade, baby.
Bait it out.
Strafe behind cover and give them a couple pops to the head. You'll be fine.
Although sometimes those nades, they really like to lock onto you.
They've got some damn magnetism sometimes.
Sometimes. Do. That's the thing. Like, the criticism on sticky nades is, oh my God, the aim assist is way too high. And it's like, really? Mine don't. Yeah. I've literally
like
thrown the thing at someone
and
it's fallen off.
Right towards them and then they go past and you're like, ah, shit.
Titans, I don't know what it is. I think Titans grease themselves in petroleum jelly because my sticky nades hit them and fall on the floor. And that's it. But yeah, I used to be so anti-sticky.
I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, man. I used to be anti-sticky nade, but after using them myself, you know, it's like, yeah, they're not that great. There's better stuff in the game. It's just being... Yeah. It's like camping. It's annoying to be killed by someone camping on a head glitch. But if you exclusively run the camping head glitch kind of strategy, you're a bit of a detriment to your team and your, you know...
You can be, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like it might work for that one kill, but long term, it's not really a very viable strategy to adopt. You need to be mobile. It is a mobile game, and the more you can understand the movement system and positioning, and be a harder target, then you're going to benefit from that more than you would be camping in a little spot somewhere.
Good call. Maybe time for one more question. Yeah.
One more.
Let's do it.
All right, let's make it a good one here. From Alex. Question from Alex. I haven't done the raid yet, and I'm nervous to LFG. What should I do? Suggestions for best practices.
You can go to the subreddit for Sherpas, and you might be able to find a nice person there.
Just find a streamer that doesn't have a massive following that does raid help and start chatting to them.
That's a good idea, true. Too.
You know, there's plenty of raid Sherpas on Twitch. Really nice guys. You know,
guys like the Black Link.
Exactly.
We do it right here on PD.
Hayden as well on Xbox. Week. He does raid help every week as well.
And, you know, LFG gets a bad rep sometimes. I've heard... And I've lived through some pretty bad horror stories.
Year one was fun.
Oh, God. But, I mean, if you're going to use LFG, first try to get as big of a group of your own people as you can. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you only have two friends who play Destiny, start with that. Get a group of the three of you, and then now only use LFG for three more people. So if you're in control of the group... And someone starts acting like a horse's ass, then you ask them what the shape of Italy is, and then you kick them right out of the party.
Boom.
And I mean, I've met a really lot of nice people on LFG too. You meet a lot of creeps.
Yeah,
but there's really a lot of
those are
people.
All me. I'm the creeps.
time.
The key is to be very upfront with like. What you need, I feel like, and to remember that, like, if you have a bad experience, it's just a dick online or something. Like, it's not the end of the world, so don't be afraid to run into like
there's
the occasional
more
jerk.
People.
Yeah, there's always more people who need a group. I mean,
I say give it a shot, and I mean, like, what's the alternative? You don't do the raid. You might really want to do it, and You could get lucky.
That's what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. I was going to agree. And ultimately, it comes down to just try to run it, man.
Yeah.
Wrath of the Machine is really, it's not that difficult. It's extremely fun to play through. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you owe it to yourself, man. Just take a step into the pool. I get the feeling you'll probably not have too much trouble because, yeah, LFG gets a bad rap sometimes, but there are a lot of legitimate people on there who are trying to get stuff done and who are very wonderful to play with. Yeah. I've dealt with it, too. Yeah. And, yeah, just dive on in,
I find I have a pretty easy time with the Xbox's new built-in LFG system. I run into nice people on there every time I've used it, but I could just, be lucky. Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, good stuff, boys.
Yeah.
Another milestone. We've ended on time yet again.
Yes.
Damn right.
Yep.
We stretched out the empty content.
We did it.
We did it.
Have another one to do next week.
Oh, no.
Hopefully not. Hopefully
we're just
going to
let Bones talk the entire time next week when he's back. Yeah. That's the plan,
It's all on you, Bones, sick. Next week.
Hey, we'll get to talk about the tourney at least. That'll be fun.
There you go. Yeah. Again, what time should we remind the masses?
Saturday, December 3rd, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Be there.
Yep. Bring a sausage and a Christmas hat.
What is that even? Yes, do that. Bring those things.
Bring everything.
And watch some hype 4v4.
Yeah, man.
Black Link, where can we find you?
Yo, hi, my name's TBL, and you can find me generally everywhere on the internet at The Black Link. Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, all of it. At The Black Link. You can also find me right here in this place on this channel on the Planet Destiny Twitch page where I do 3-day-a-week streams Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday starting at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. We run Nightfalls, Raids, PvP, and Retro Raids on Thursdays. It's a lot of fun. Mega, where you at, buddy?
What he said, but search Husky Raid. No, Twitter, you can find me at Husky Raid Guys. Search YouTube for Husky Raid. I don't stream on this Twitch channel. I'm not cool like that. But I do stream on YouTube occasionally. We usually do trials at least once a week, usually on Friday, if you want to see us not even get close to making it to the lighthouse. Just not even a little bit close. Fallout, where can we find you?
You can find me everywhere. I just Google Fallout Plays. YouTube.com/Fallout Plays. Twitch.tv/Fallout Plays. I make a lot of really in-depth content related to Destiny PvP. Hopefully you'll learn a lot. Good times. And I'll stream on Planet Destiny Twitch when I get a wild hair up my butt. So, there you go.
And when we finally get our stuff together as well, it will happen. It'll happen.
I really want to play with you guys on PlayStation. So
you do, man. You do.
It's gonna happen.
We need to get people in for that as well. Like get the crowds in. You
take
can
it,
find
take
me.
It away.
I've changed my tag underneath. It's down here, look, because it's spelled funny. If you just type that in on a Google search, you'll find everything that I do. But you don't want to, because I'm pretentious and egotistical, and I'm a conspiracy theorist. So I'm one of those people that you want to avoid.
Because
I'm a terrible community member. I'm literally the purest, darkest evil of the community. So you really don't want to bother with anything that I do.
The final boss.
So that's that.